From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Many Republican lawmakers are backing President-elect Donald Trump's phone call with Taiwan's leader Tsai Ing-wen. China's foreign minister, meanwhile, called it a petty trick by Taiwan and re-emphasized that the One China policy is the basis of Washington's relationship with Beijing. Wang Yi said that the phone call was a trick by Taiwan and will not change the international bedrock of the One China policy. I think it will not change the One China policy the U.S. government has adhered to for years. China did say it had lodged a solemn representation with Washington. Trump's call ended decades of silence between U.S. and Taiwanese leadership. Washington did end diplomatic relations with Taipei in 1979, but still sells the island billions of dollars of defense and other supplies. China regards Taiwan as a renegade province. Hundreds of thousands of protesters gathered in Seoul on Saturday to call for the ouster of South Korean President Park Geun-hye, marking the sixth straight weekend of demonstrations in the city. Police estimated the number of protesters to be around 320,000. Protest organizers put the number far higher, at around 1.7 million. The protests started shortly after South Korea's National Assembly announced Friday a vote to impeach Park had been postponed until December 9th. The president has been embroiled in a multi-million dollar influence peddling scandal that has decimated her image as a strong and incorruptible leader. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Russia said Saturday it is ready for talks with the United States about a withdrawal of all Syrian rebels from eastern Aleppo, even as Syrian government troops continued their attacks on a rebel-held enclave. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Moscow is ready to send military experts and diplomats to Geneva for action with the United States to ensure the pullout of all rebels from eastern Aleppo. There was no immediate response from the United States, but Secretary of State John Kerry will meet with Lavrov in Geneva early next week. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, said in Rome that he does not think President-elect Donald Trump wants to start his administration with thousands of deaths in Aleppo.
I can't imagine President Putin talking to President Trump on the 21st of January and having a discussion about Syria with Aleppo destroyed and a massacre there. I don't think that would be a good thing to imagine.
De Mistura called on those around President Assad to contact the UN without conditions, something the Syrian leader has been unwilling to do so far. Thousands of fans and military honors filled a tiny stadium in Chapecó, Brazil, Saturday to honor the Chapecoense football club, who died in a massive plane crash. Heavy rain fell as grief-stricken fans mourned the loss of the modest club members that nearly reached the pinnacle of Latin American football. The accident Monday in the Colombian Andes killed most of the team's players and staff as it headed to the finals of one of Latin America's most important club tournaments. 71 of the 77 people on board died, including 19 players on the team. The cortege bearing the ashes of former Cuban leader Fidel Castro has reached Santiago de Cuba, where an elaborate funeral service is planned for Sunday. Castro's ashes have traveled 1,000 kilometers, drawn behind an army jeep on a specially modified trailer. Thousands of Cubans have lined the route from Havana to Santiago to say their farewells to Castro, who died last week at the age of 90. High-profile leftist friends of the former Cuban leader, including Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro, Nicaragua's Daniel Ortega, and Bolivia's Evo Morales, are expected to attend the service. Castro's ashes will be interred near the remains of Cuban independence hero José Martí in a cemetery in Santiago on Sunday. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.